With everything that's going on today, sometimes you just want to go numb. You don't want to feel a thing. You want to tune out and check off the net just for a few moments. But listen, you need your emotions to help you achieve. And we're going to talk about that today, as well as why knowing what you feel is very necessary. Our world has changed, and it's continuing to rapidly change. Jobs, careers, and businesses are consistently disappearing. Even the way we learn and discover new things has been altered forever. Sounds a little scary? Don't be afraid. Be ready. It's your time to take control, design, and build a magnificent dream life and a thriving dream business that's filled with power. Because you are not powerless, you are powerful. No matter what's going on in our world, your power to achieve exists now, in the present moment. This is your time to do life with power by starting where you are and deciding to build your magnificent dream life and to fund that life by building your profitable dream business. I am your host, Goal Achievement Strategist, and business coach, Pat Council. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast where you will discover keys to designing and building your magnificent dream life and your profitable dream business. Get solutions, get strategies, get ideas, get inspired, and most importantly, start getting results. All you have to do is open your mind and make the commitment to take action. If you're ready to win, then it's time to do life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist and Business Coach Pat Council. And today we're going to talk about how emotions help you achieve and why knowing what you feel, why it is so necessary. Because it truly is, you guys, and you're going to find out why today. Now, being able to connect with your emotions, that's an important part of self-care. And as you know, on our Tone It Up Tuesdays, we're going to talk about different aspects of self-care because we can talk about fitness and the physical aspects and the mental and emotional aspects. And of course, we deal with the spiritual aspects on other shows. Now, shutting down your emotions or certain emotions, why that's the same as inhibiting some of the energy that you need to keep moving forward and energy that you need so that you can actually thrive, energy that you need to achieve your fitness goals, as well as any of the other goals that you might set. Now, all month long, we've been talking about how to use what you have to succeed. And of all the amazing mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual capabilities that we have, well, emotions are extremely powerful. They can really kind of wreak havoc, or they can take you to the pinnacle of success, to the height of success in your life. So here's an example. I mean, have you ever seen like a strong, muscular, like really tough guy who seems super mean and just unbreakable? Have you ever seen him all of a sudden he breaks down and starts crying? I mean, you may have seen that in a movie, or you may have seen it in real life, because this person that everybody thought was so, they thought he was so tough, but all of a sudden he starts crying. He shows that soft side. You know, this is someone that we would expect to be super tough on the inside as well as on the outside. Well, the emotions, this lets us know the power of emotions. I mean, emotions can bring like a bodybuilder, a super strong man to his knees. They can move you forward, or they can stop you right in your tracks. So what does that have to do with achieving your goals? Now, I'm sure you've figured it out by now, but just in case you need a little more insight, here it is. The emotions that you put behind or into Achieving a goal, that's going to determine the outcome of that goal, whether you actually achieve the goal or whether, well, you don't achieve it. So it is the energy that surrounds that emotion, whatever that particular emotion is, happiness, sadness, you know, excitement, you know, love, hate, whatever it is. So it's the energy that surrounding that emotion that brings a transition of some kind. And your emotions kind of move that particular energy, okay, in a direction. As I said, happiness, sadness, you know, joy, hate, you know, boredom, you know, these are all some type of, this is some type of energy that you're putting out. These are energies that you're putting out in one form or another. Think about it. I mean, energy or emotion, you may have heard this. It's actually emotion, which is energy in motion. So of course, it's important to keep in mind that before you even start working to achieve any goal, then you need to kind of be in touch with how you feel about the goal, first of all. In other words, how you feel when setting the goal. That will set the tone for your achievement journey. That's going to let you know if this is something that you really want to do. Usually in November, December, and January, I teach goal setting. Before, I used to do goal setting workshops live, but now they're going to be done online because of COVID. But when I teach these workshops, one of the things that I always share with people, listen, don't set goals that you aren't excited about. Don't set goals that you aren't passionate about. Don't set goals because to please someone else. And we talked about that yesterday, how doing something just for the sake of someone's approval, how that might not work out in your favor. And so if you missed yesterday's podcast, go back and give it a listen. So the thing about you setting your goals, you need to really be in touch with how you feel when setting those goals. Because as I said, that's going to set the tone for your whole achievement journey. And so it's important to be in touch with what's really going on inside you. If you don't want to do it, if you don't like it, if it's just something that is such a turnoff to you, then perhaps you may not want to do it. Now, the other side to that coin, there's always a caveat and there's always an exception. The other side to that is it may be something that you need to accomplish for your health, or so that you can have a happier life. So it might be a goal that is a necessary goal, but not necessarily a goal that you're excited about. But the other side to that coin is that you may not be excited about achieving the goal, but once you achieve the goal, you will know that it's going to put you on the road to happiness, or there's happiness at the end of that rainbow. Okay. Perhaps not during. So which leads me to a really good example. Now, if you set a fitness goal while at the same time you're complaining about the goal, you're complaining about exercising, you're complaining about your weight, you're complaining about the whatever illness that you have, and you're complaining, 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 well, the chances of you actually kind of coming through all of that with flying colors, your chances of following through with a lot of consistency, the chances are not good. So we're talking about hit and miss. In some cases, you'll have to reset and go back and start that goal over again. Why? Because the emotion that you put behind it was not a positive emotion, was not an emotion that would drive you forward. Now I have to put another kind of caveat or another qualifier in right now about your emotions. I want to tell you now, hate can drive you too. And that's not a pleasant emotion, but what it is a very powerful emotion and it can drive you, except sometimes the end result is, well, okay, most of the time the end result, it does not work out in your favor and it doesn't work out in someone else's favor. If someone else is involved in that, or if someone else is the target of that. So I had to put that out there because sometimes somebody will send me an email and say, you know what, you know, you don't always have to feel good. You don't always have to be happy to accomplish a goal. You know, and they're right, because you can actually absolutely use the emotion of hate to drive you forward. But I encourage you to look to the other side, put your attention on joy and happiness and love and excitement. And that way, first of all, you're going to set I'm going to say more sensible goals. In other words, goals that will, and more beneficial goals, goals that will benefit you as well as someone else. So you want to keep that in mind. So if you set a fitness goal, as I was saying, while at the same time you're complaining, so the chances of you following through with consistency, that's not going to be good. On the other hand, if you are super excited and you are determined and you are feeling ready to take some action, you will most likely stick to your goals until you achieve them. And those goals will be probably more beneficial in the sense that you're going to feel a lot better because along the journey, it makes it easier. It makes it just smoother. And it seems as though it's happening faster. And I can speak to that because I can tell you, staying fit, and I'm a very healthy person. But I do have to work on my weight. I do. So, working on that, I don't complain about it. I don't whine about it. I just do it. And you know what? I pump myself up and I'm like, wow, I am ready to do this. I'm sticking to it. I'm making this happen. So because I need to have my emotions in place or intact so that I can continue to move forward. So it's important that you understand how you're feeling when you are setting these goals or when you are actually engaged in achieving a goal. Now, understanding how to use your emotions as well as knowing what you're feeling, that is what will help you set more effective goals. So if you're having a difficult time setting effective goals, then you need to check how you feel. In other words, there are people who will set goals and they're hit and miss every time, or they'll set one goal and bounce over to another, and they'll set that goal and then bounce to another. So they don't actually follow through because they haven't really taken a moment to see how they're feeling or what's going on with them. And I have to kind of throw in another little kind of caveat here. Keep in mind that sometimes you may know what you're feeling in that moment, but sometimes we have like unresolved feelings that we have kind of buried and we can't figure out why we're not following through on something. So you want to keep that in mind too. So you really need to spend some time with you, and you may need to get some help with that. That's what therapists, I think that's what they do. So you have to know, knowing what you feel, as I said, that's going to help you set those more effective goals and keep you on course for achievement. Now, I share this because so many of us, we've been taught to hide our emotions. And as I said, sometimes we have emotions that are buried, and they've been buried for so long until we don't even realize kind of how we're making things play out in our lives. This includes our fitness. This includes our finances. This includes kind of anything that is, I want to say, that you can kind of physically see and touch and or manifest. And it seems as though because so many of us have been taught to hide our emotions, it seems like we now live in this society where our emotions have been reduced to one type, and that's anger. People are angry and they're complaining about everything. And so it's because they're not quite sure what they really want. No one's asking them, and they're not quite sure the why behind all of this, what they're feeling. So, and you want to pay attention to that. Now, when you can identify with what you're feeling, then you can face whatever needs facing and you can deal with it and move forward. When you don't or you won't face your emotions, then things can really go awry. Now, here's a quick story as we start to wrap up before we move into our next segment. Now, I shared about the economy crashing, and I've shared this on the show before, and how, you know, I closed my real estate company and kind of went on to, well, evolved into what I'm doing now, which I absolutely love what I'm doing. But I just wanted to kind of give you guys a little refresher there. So I shared about the economy crashing, and well, shortly before the economy crashed, my dad unexpectedly passed away. And then once the crash happened, which was like almost not not long after that. Okay. So I hadn't even, you know, fully grieved through that. So once the crash happened, my business tanked. And then of course my marriage that crashed too. So my marriage crashed with it. So we're talking about all three of these things that kind of happen. And it's like it's the 1-2-3 punch, not the 1-2 punch. Okay. So, because all of this had happened and I didn't get a chance to either grieve or deal with it, I didn't take the time to deal with it or grieve. I just kind of kept going. And because I didn't take the time to identify with my feeling or to identify what was going on, eventually I kind of buried them. And if someone would ask me, because I'm kind of a happy-go-lucky person and people are used to seeing me be happy and smiling and these kinds of things, you know, I wanted to kind of keep that facade going. And because of that, and not taking the time to really be sad and to deal with my emotions so that things could move forward a lot faster, and I buried them, eventually I started to seek comfort in other things, such as Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Little Debbie cakes. By the way, those cakes, stay away from them. They're like the devil. No, they're so delicious, you know. They really are. I mean, not that we're this is a Tone It Up Tuesday where we're talking about fitness. And here it is, I'm praising Little Debbie cakes. Hey, it is what it is. They are delicious. So Ben and Jerry's ice cream, Little Debbie cakes, and Lay's potato chips. That is a delicious combination. So needless to say, sitting there eating that, quite often, you know, I packed the pounds on. And to keep me company while I was doing all of this and entertain, Netflix was running almost around the clock. So I don't have to tell you guys that fitness and the financial aspect of my life and any other goals that I had, that they were put on hold. Now, the other side to that is, you know, I had these goals, but I just did not want to do anything. I didn't feel up to it. And so this gives you, it wasn't until I kind of one day just had to reconcile with all of this and acknowledge what I was feeling and acknowledge the, not just the sadness, but the anger and the disappointment and the guilt. I could give you a whole list. That's a lot of emotion, isn't it? All of those, which are low emotions that I was pressing down, which kept me from staying the course and achieving, on a level to which I was accustomed to achieving. So this is a very real example of how emotions can stop achievement. But the good news is, if you're in touch with your emotions, if you're in touch with them and you deal with them and you do what it takes to get them healthy, then guess what? Your emotions will help you achieve. They will help you soar higher than you could possibly imagine. So now, hopefully you guys now know why connecting to and understanding your emotions, why that's such a major part of your self-care. Because I can tell you, when they're out of order, you're not going to get too much done and you're not going to feel that good about yourself. And, you know, and some people, you know, take things a step farther where they stop really just even paying attention to their health altogether. Okay. And so, having those, dealing with those emotions and recognizing them and acknowledging truly what you feel, regardless of what you've been taught, you know, we've got to get beyond that. And when you can get beyond that and start to really be honest with what's going on with you, then guess what? Then you're going to kind of, well, really kind of fall in love with yourself and be excited about who you are. And then I always talk about bringing out your magnificence, and you're going to recognize your magnificence. You're not going to want to hold it back. You're going to use that magnificence to help you achieve your goals. Well, you guys, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back shortly for tips on self-care. A few quick tips, and then we're going to wrap up. So we will see you in a quick minute. Okay, it's not even going to be a minute. We'll be back shortly. Bringing out your magnificence. This free introductory course gives you your first few steps to clarity, laying a proper foundation for both goal setting and achievement while jumpstarting your confidence. Understanding what it means to honor and accept yourself can lead you to a powerful purpose. This powerful purpose can put you on track to achieve an inspired destiny. If you're ready to bring out your magnificence, visit designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. That's designingyourlifeachieversacademy.com. Welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. And this is the Morning Cup of Tea segment. And last week I highlighted a delicious tea with enormous benefits, and it was the Golden Turmeric Chai Tea. Now I have to tell you, there's nothing better than knowing that something has a lot of great benefits and it's delicious at the same time. And that tea is super delicious. Now, next week, I'll be back with another great tea. But for this week, I want to give you some self-care insight about tea and why you might want to consider relaxing with a cup. Not to mention the fact that when you just even thinking about sitting down with a hot cup of tea, that kind of causes the tension to fade away. Now, depending on the type of tea you drink, tea has been shown to adjust serotonin levels and dopamine levels, increasing feelings of happiness, and so on and so on. All the feel good comes out of drinking tea. Now, if you're bored with drinking regular tea, I actually haven't had a cup of regular tasting tea. I don't even remember when. As a matter of fact, even when I go out to restaurants, I don't drink tea unless it's like some kind of herbal tea, and so far I haven't been to a restaurant that serves that. So if you guys know of a restaurant where you can go get some delicious herbal tea, feel free to share. So anyway, you know, you can leave comments at the end of each show. If you click on it, and when you're listening to the show, right at the bottom there's a space where you can leave comments. So anyway, back to your self-care and your tea. This is about you, right? So as I said, it can adjust your serotonin levels, your dopamine levels, increase your feelings of happiness, and so on and so forth. So there's so many different varieties of tea that you can try. For example, peppermint, that can boost your mood and it can aid in digestion. Ginger tea can give you an instant pick-me-up, and there are more. Actually, ginger tea has a lot more benefits, but we're not going to talk about all of that today. We're going to talk about that in one of the upcoming morning cup of tea episodes, because I can tell you, I'm really into this tea drinking thing. So you guys, the whole idea that you can drink something that contains antioxidants, antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory properties, that's exciting. Okay. And so to help you feel good just because you sat down and drank some tea, and it's doing all these great things for your body. Not to mention the fact that it does soothe and nourishes your soul. And if that's not self-care, I don't know what is. Listen, you guys, that's all I have for today. So I want you to enjoy this Toned Up Tuesday. We're going to have the link for the Golden Turmeric Chai Tea in the show notes so you can check it out. Also, I'm going to have the link to the Bringing Out Your Magnificence, because, you know, that'll help you with those emotions. And so the introductory course is absolutely free. So all of the good stuff will be in the show notes. So check it out. And remember to hang out with us by signing up for our newsletter, and you'll get the details coming up shortly. You guys, do life with power. It's your time to do life with power. So get more resources for building your magnificent life and business by visiting designyourlifetoday.com. Also, take the time to give us a positive review on iTunes and other podcast platforms where you listen to our podcast. This helps others looking to achieve find our show. Feel free to comment at the bottom of the shows that you listen to on each page. Our show notes contain links to the resources mentioned in our various shows. This show is produced to help you do life with power by discovering how to use what you already have. So feel free to download our podcast and share it with others. Finally, stay connected by using our super easy method to start receiving your newsletter, and do this by texting the words POWER UP to 42828. Thank you for listening, and next time, invite a friend. Do life with power, you guys.